Other Midwest states and Canadian provinces have started ratifying a compact aimed at keeping other parts of the U.S. and Canada, or other countries, from raiding Great Lakes water. A Wisconsin committee making recommendations to the legislature has run into disagreements. Panel member Keith Riopel of the group Clean Wisconsin says the committee is staying strong against long-distance diversions, but he says the group would allow too much diversion from cities and businesses within the Great Lakes Basin by easing requirements.
The compact is meant to get states to be more conservative about their water use, to make sure that we're not wasting water, to make sure we're using, you know, best available technology and that kind of thing to conserve water. And really, the language that the committee has come up with will not help to do that.
Riopel says the language might make it tougher for other states to look favorably on diversion requests from communities like Waukesha County that straddle the Great Lakes Basin. But committee chairman and state senator Neil Kedzie defends recommendations to let in-basin cities and companies take a lot of water before requirements are triggered.
Those thresholds, though they may appear high today, will certainly probably appear very common or even perhaps even low at some point in time in the future.
Kedzie says the committee had hoped to reach consensus on a possible bill yesterday, but he says the debate will continue over the next 10 days. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.